This interview was recorded for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive, which owns the copyright for this performance.
This interview is being conducted for the International Bomber Command Centre's Digital Archive. The interviewer is Ian Ball. The interviewee is Merv Owen. And the interview is taking place at Merv's home in Dunholm on the 30th of August 2016 at 2:45. Thank you ever so much for telling us your story today, Merv. Shall we start by you telling us where you was born and when?
I was born in the village of Welton, the 20th of the 3rd, 1937. I have two sisters. My grandfather was a cobbler. That was his occupation. He served in the Royal Observer Corps. My father was a carpenter, and he served in the Home Guard, and my mother was a cook working for Welton School.
So how old were you when war broke out, Merv?
When war broke out, I would be about 3 years old. Later on, as I got a little bit older, I remember things that went on in the village. I remember there was a searchlight post up Pre-Ben Lane in Welton. There was also a fire service. There was also a Red Cross unit. And there's also an army unit as well. Odd times, army convoys would come through the village, consisting of Bren gun carriers, army lorries with troops in, and pulling anti-aircraft guns. And then we'd got Royal Air Force Scampton up the road and Dunholm Lodge. And I remember RAF Scampton, because at night time, when we was in bed, my sister would shout to me and say, the Lancasters are taking off. I can hear them revving their engines up. And also I remember a German aircraft coming down on Hackthorn Lane in Welton, a JU-88, coming along the mill lane, machine gunning, and it was machine gunning a car that was going along the road. The gentleman in the car worked at the observer post down Hackthorn Lane. Unfortunately, the aircraft crashed in the field, taking the car with it, and it also cut a telegraph pole in half. And the next day we went down to look at the wreckage. You could see the telegraph pole hanging where it must have cut it in half with its wing, and we looked in the wreckage and found parts of uniform and bars of German chocolate, which we picked up and started eating it.
Did you tell me that your grandfather that was in the Royal Observer Corps could have been on duty that night but wasn't?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes, my grandfather should have been on duty that night, but unfortunately he was ill, so he didn't go. Otherwise he would have been killed with the gentleman that was killed, Mr. Jack Kellaway.
What other aspects of the country being at war can you remember at that age? Because as you got older, so you was kind of coming towards 8 years old in the final years. You remember
Gas masks, ID cards, ration books, and also sweets been on rations, etc. We never had a banana. We didn't know what a banana was like until after the war. Also, going back now to a night in 1945, the Royal Air Force Lancaster came over Welton on fire and crashed onto the site where Welton William Farr School is at the moment. And we'd gone to bed, and my father came upstairs and said we'd got to evacuate because this Lancaster had come down and an airman had been round and said there's a huge bomb on board. And so he took us up the garden and put us in the shed until later on, and then someone came round and said it was a hoax about the bomb. Going back to the night of the Lancaster when it crashed, it clipped the cookhouse on the ground, and two WAFs were very badly burnt, but unfortunately all the airmen on board the Lancaster were killed.
Just you mentioned about airmen, there must have been a lot of airmen walking around like Welton and Dunholm at that time. How did that seem to you as a child?
What did you think to them? We found it very interesting, and even talking to some of them, and it really was interesting.
Yeah. Did they mix in kind of with the villagers, with the community?
Yes, they were quite friendly. In fact, some of them used to go out with some of the girls.
Yeah.
In fact, most probably some of them married some of them.
I think you mentioned earlier on about there being a salvage dump at Scampton. Tell me about that.
Yes, there was. There was a salvage dump on the Cliff Road on the way to Welton. The salvage lorry used to come down from RAF Scampton, and of course we used to go up there and rake amongst the salvage, picking live ammunition up, 303 rounds, and taking them home, taking the projectile off, emptying the cordite out and setting fire to it. Also, we found some bottles which we thought was orange juice, small bottles like the orange juice you got during the war, and we threw one at a stone at the bottom of the pit, and it exploded into a massive sheet of flame. So we assumed they were bottle bombs.
You talked a bit about Dunholm Lodge, Merv. When was that deactivated?
I think it would be about towards the end of 1945. Mm. Me and my pal went onto that base around about that time, and we found an incendiary bomb which we picked up, and there was a beck ran close to the boundary, and we threw it in the beck. We carried on onto the airfield where there's a huge black hangar where they were taking a lot of the furniture etc. off the base onto a scrap heap. We found flying helmets with the goggles still fastened to them. We found flying jackets and also one or two bayonets which we picked up and took home.
Did you manage to hang on to any of it, any goggles or helmets or anything?
No, I'm afraid not. We wore the helmets for several years and then gradually disposed of them. My father told me we'd got to get rid of the bayonets, and we took magnets out of the headsets what the pilots used to wear.
Were there prisoner of war camps in this area at all? Who was there?
There must have been camps, but I can't recall where the camps were. But I can recall seeing the prisoners working in the fields, such as potato picking, sugar beet lifting and things like that. I would think they were Italian and Germans.
Mm. Okay, well, has there anything else come to mind at all that you wanted to tell me about? Any other thoughts about that period in your childhood?
I'm trying to think back. I'm afraid I can't think of anything. It's a long while back, so...
Of course.
Nope. That's all I can really say.
Okay, Mo. Well, thank you very much for that story. And we'll bring the interview to a close.